contentious Protection of Sovereignty Bill 2026 passed in Parliament on Tuesday night after nearly 7 hours of heated debate, capping a legislative process completed in just 20 days. An unusually rapid timeline that has triggered scrutiny over Parliament's constitutional oversight role. Introduced by the government through Attorney General Chiriwa Chiwainuka on April 15, 2026, the bill sailed through largely on the strength of the ruling National Resistance Movement, NRM's numerical dominance. Government legislators defended the bill as a necessary legal instrument to shield Uganda from what they described as growing foreign interference in domestic political, civic and economic processes. During the debate, Chiwainuka argued that sovereignty is not an abstract concept. It must be actively protected in a global environment where foreign actors can shape internal political outcomes through funding and influence. Individuals or organizations found in violation face stiff penalties, including heavy fines and possible imprisonment, raising concerns about proportionality and enforcement discretion. The legislation also grants wide discretionary authority to government agencies to investigate and sanction actors deemed to undermine sovereignty with limited judicial safeguards. The president now faces a constitutional choice under Article 91 of the 1995 Constitution, assent to the bill, return it to Parliament for reconsideration, or decline to sign it into law.